This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Live from Las Vegas, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know what? I'm not going to dress in those skimpy outfits no matter what you say, Doc Harmony. It's not happening. But it's so good to see you here at the American Naturopathic Medical Association Annual Conference.
Wow, it's so exciting to be here, even though it is, what, 125 degrees outside? You thought Vegas was hot on the inside. Try going outside.
Yeah, actually, this is one of the trips. We used to come here, if you remember, in July when the NPA or NNFA had their annual conference.
Absolutely.
Same hotel. It used to be the Hilton. And I do remember it was 120 plus. Here at the end of August, it's a balmy, no balmy. It's actually a cool 100. I can handle 100. Not so bad.
No skimpy outfits necessary at 100. I guess that's the rule.
Right, right. But, you know, it was so funny. And I want to get you there tonight after the show. The organic, non-GMO Mexican restaurant. I mean, why? Why do we have to come to Las Vegas to have a restaurant that is so yummy and delicious and good quality?
That's amazing, and I love the billboard. I'm like, oh my gosh, I know where I'm eating at all weekend.
It's great. So we're here, and by the way, Doc Harmony contributed greatly to the updated, expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal because there was so much misinformation going around the world on ear candling, and you got a PhD in that subject matter. So I thought this would be a perfect opportunity as we were expanding the book to kind of give people some more insight because I'm all about bringing the power to heal back to the folks. And ear candling has an ability to do that, but it isn't what a lot of people think it is. And maybe we need to quickly revisit that for folks. Well, because I want them to use it, but I want them to use it for the appropriate reasons.
Well, and first of all, I have to just thank you for always being such a proponent for truth. I am so surprised at people when I say ear candles do not remove wax from the ear. They get very upset. I've had the phones hung up on me. I've had doors slammed. I don't know what I'm talking about. And I'm like, well, I did earn my doctorate, my dissertation. I did do that on it.
I did an ear candle once and a rat came out of my ear. No, that's not what it does. It's not a Hoover vacuum.
Exactly. And that's what's so sad about it is that ear candles are amazing. You know, we are living in this highly stressed state. We constantly are in a sympathetic state of non-well-being versus in a parasympathetic state of well-being. You know, trying to get the body to a state of homeostasis is really tough. We have so many distractions, so many billboards, so many phones, beeps, whistles. And so ear candles really have the ability to allow the body to transition from a sympathetic state to a parasympathetic state. I know you all are saying, what does that matter? Uh-huh. What the hell is that going to help me? Think about the head area. 126 reflexology points in the ear. 8 of the 12 meridian pathways starting and ending in the head area. 3 chakras. We have got the cerebrospinal fluid flowing through our brain. This is a powerful area. What are we doing to unlock, there you go, the power to heal in our head area? Ear candles. You know, who doesn't want to relax when they have an ear infection, sinus infections, colds, flus, congestions, or allergies?
I talked to a naturopath earlier when you were gone because they screwed up your name badge. Instead of Doc Harmony, they said Doc Holiday. I'm thinking, first of all, you don't look like Doc Holliday. You're not a dude. And second, I mean, it wasn't, you know, like an Old West, you know, gunfight at the OK Corral. I mean, I know you're good with a firearm, but come on, you're not Doc Holliday. But anyway, I was talking with him about the ear candles, and he was asking, you know, some of the basics. And he said, what about, can you ear candle your nose? No, that would be a nose candle. And you don't have to, because you stick it in your ear and the eustachian connection to the throat and the sinus cavity is very real. So that when you do this, you can actually open up, not only energetically, but we see physical changes, you know, symptom changes in the sinus cavity by doing these ear candles.
Absolutely. And as you know, but it's all energy. So when we work on the spiritual level, we work on the mind, body, spirit as a whole versus trying to just throw a peel at it or even an ear candle at it, it's not going to fix it. It is a whole health healing. And, you know, like you said, it doesn't suck anything out. So everybody wants to put it in their nose because they think it's going to suck it all out. And it doesn't work that way. And like you said, that whole ear area, just that connection and the tympanic membranes and the sinus connections, this is allowing the body to come into a whole health state of well-being. And how else are you going to do it?
Well, the utilization of ear candles, some people are afraid, oh, you're going to light yourself on fire. You have the first patented technology. We've talked about it. Your husband, Kevin, helped to develop or did develop this, a no-burn technology that stops it at a certain level. Mm-hmm. It was like, for me, I was kind of bummed about it because I'm a daredevil. I go down really low. You're like, are you bonkers? You're going to melt your ear. But, you know, again, we don't want for public, consumption to do it dangerously. There are safe ways to do that. And you guys have really the patent, the only patent in the market to have a ear candle, Harmony Cone ear candles. You can go to harmonycone.com that will stop well before there's any issue of excess heat.
Well, and that's just so important to us. You know, we refuse to be like Big Pharma. You refuse to be like Big Pharma. We're not going to settle. 1% is 100% to somebody else if there are any injuries. And we've never had any injuries in 25 years due to using a good clean wax, due to our Burn-Lun label. And then, as you mentioned, my husband designed the patented safety tip. Things happen. Your cat jumps on. The air conditioning kicks on. Why take any chances? It is fire. This is a powerful energetic modality that happens and occurs in nature naturally. Let's respect it and let's honor it for what it is. And therefore, allowing it the channel and the opportunity, creating the possibility to heal oneself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the relaxation, as you said, from sympathetic to parasympathetic, cannot be overstated. The mind-body link, we're looking at a brain connection to the gut as well. And anytime there's a disruption there, there's an anxiousness that occurs. There's how would you say it? You become, even if you're not a type A, you feel like you're a type A when normally you're relaxed. Something's gone wrong. And there are ways to go from above and below, I guess is what I'm saying. And I think that ear candles, not only are they overlooked, they're not looked at all in terms of modulating that kind of relaxation.
Well, and that's the problem. They're throwing out the baby with the bathwater. Oh, it doesn't suck anything out, therefore there's no value to it. And I'm so glad you brought up the whole digestive tract, because think about the sympathetic state to the parasympathetic. In that sympathetic state, digestion is suspended. And so we have, you know, the opportunity to take that, you know, to the next level, shifting to the parasympathetic state, shifting to a homeostatic state. People in our brainwave study, the whole body showed to be more relaxed, showed to be more awake and alive, flowing better. The spinal fluids are flowing. Everything is working at the way it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. So once again, everybody talks about meditation. Everybody talks about yoga. All these things are extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get my brain to stop running for 1 minute. So, you know, I'm so grateful for the ear candles because it literally allows me to shift to that state, and my brain is actually substantially more quiet.
Yeah, it's interesting because there's an active passivity, right?
Yes.
For those of you who have to do something, and I know you know who you are, right? And you've tried meditation and yoga, and it's not working for you. Not because it doesn't work, just because there's some hurdles to overcome because your mind is so active. That when you do this ear candling, there's a level of focus on the ear candle that narrows and quiets the mind because it has something to focus on. And then you find your, whoa, I tricked the mind and I was able to get into that meditative contemplative state. That's brilliant. You know, it's like, call these yoga candles. I don't care. They're doing the same thing.
I think I'm a TM that one. Got it. Yoga candles. I got it. No, absolutely. Being allowed to just be quiet, being allowed to let the body go into a state of healing. And that is the real, I think it's so magical. I think it's miraculous that we have something that allows us, you know, encourages us to go to that state of homeostasis, quietness. And that, and then the other thing that I find that most amazing is when I get into that space, you know, ear candling, you know, migraines coming on, I just lay down, I do a couple, and I come out of it refreshed, invigorated, alive, and usually with five more ideas. So I've actually made myself more work, but they're great ideas.
Yeah, well, that's the place where you get inspiration, those moments when your mind is not engaged. That's the irony. As much as we appreciate good mental acuity, in many cases, it's not the source or origin of these things. And if you can be quiet and still enough, and a lot of us won't get there, but maybe ear candling is a way you can. If you hadn't considered it, folks, there's a way. HarmonyCone.com. Also, we're sitting here. We've got some, I think, essential oils I was looking at earlier because our friend Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, she suggested, and you did too, because I had the travel headache. I traveled across the country 4.5 hours in a tin can. Sometimes I will get a little headachey. And just to get you out of that state, you're not set up to do ear candles here. I'm bummed, but that's okay. But we have the essential oils. What's the story on your essential oils for those that want to access it directly?
Basically, essential oils are the perfect complement to ear candling. Like you said, Robert, it's something simple. We can carry this in our purse. We get off the plane. We drop a couple of peppermint drops on our finger and breathe it. Whoosh, it just opens everything up. It's just so simple. We just brought the essential oil line on because everybody was asking us for it. Just, like I said, is a perfect complement for the candles, and we're just providing it for our clients.
Okay, so if they call a toll-free number, can they get them directly or only through health food stores?
So we obviously are set up for distribution through health food stores. Your local retail health food stores have them. We do also have a consumer website, lexiscandles.com.
How do you spell Lexi?
L-E-X-I-S candles.com.
Okay, lexiscandles.com. So you can get them directly if you can't find them locally. I would encourage you, if you go into your local health food store in North America, particularly the United States, but it's around the world, Harmony Cone is the brand you want. That's the kind that I utilize at home and have used for myself and my kids, my wife. We all use it. It is so very, very simple. Now, I want to talk about issues of liberty. I want to get a little into political healing with you because we've been discussing these things for years, you and I, and studying up on them. But we're going to take a break here. We're here at the American Naturopathic Medical Association, ANMA.org. If you're in the Las Vegas area, you can come down and see us in the exhibit hall. Pretty easy to come on in. They might not let you into the actual lectures and things, but my goodness, it's some really cool stuff to learn and really cool people to meet. RobertScottBell.com for all the links in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan. We've got more from Las Vegas coming up after this break with an emphasis on la liberté, liberty, right? Real liberty. Where does it come from? How does it manifest? Who's getting in the way?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I promise we'd talk about some liberty issues with Doc Harmony. Our love of liberty is, I don't think it is boundless, I think. I haven't found the limit for my love for liberty. Have you?
No.
Liberty everywhere except,
there are no exceptions.
We don't go
there
exceptions.
There are no
on
exceptions.
That. Exactly. So this is what we want to talk about right now. I don't know if you've heard about this, but this libertarian nominee, Gary Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I've met the man. He's a nice man. Mm-hmm. He's an athlete. He's a biker. I mean, he's a very strong advocate for cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
Good guy, right? He comes out the other day this week and says, you know what? I've rethought my my position on vaccines. Because he said no vaccine mandates years ago. And I tweeted him. I said, good on you, Gary, for being consistent. He went back on that this week. He said, you know what? I've been informed now that it's not about whether you get one or not, but it's about this thing called herd immunity. I'm like, a libertarian collectivist. How's that? A little oxymoronic?
That's a duality happening.
I'm telling you, where's the principled libertarian? It doesn't exist. They were going for, we really get the big names in there. We want to have a former governor in there because they thought they'll do better. No, if you abandon liberty, you're not going to do better as a libertarian.
Absolutely not. And apparently, there's just a pocketbook issue here because there's no way that you can go from a libertarian position to a non-libertarian position. And that's what to his position, his change in his position on vaccine is clearly going to a non-libertarian position. There are no exceptions.
Exactly, which means that he was not ever a principled libertarian.
Correct.
And again, whether you're big L liberal, a libertarian or little, it's inconsequential for our discussion here. We're talking principles. If you believe in self-ownership, individual freedom, spiritual freedom, sovereignty, you're like, you never say the government has authority over your body to force you, to inject you, to drug you and poison you. And if you can go back on that because some doctor or scientist convinced you that there's something called herd immunity, which is a fallacy to begin with, but even if you believed it, you would still have to say, you know what, if there's a risk, there has to be a choice. If you believe in freedom, there has to be a choice.
I agree. And what, in 5-10 years, they're going to go, oh, oops, we were wrong again. Oh, that's the whole problem. Mm-hmm. And depending on the convenience and the marketplace, depends on their science. So once again, this is why libertarian principles are so important. You know, being responsible, taking responsibility for our lives, our children's lives, and standing up for ourselves 100%. There is no exception.
Yeah, and that's you mentioned the word responsibility. Health sovereignty means being absolutely responsible for your health. And when you have someone like Gary Johnson, supposedly libertarian, and he says, well, I think we should mandate vaccines, but I'll leave it to the local level. No, that doesn't even cut the mustard if you say it's not a federal issue at that point, because you're allowing that government has the ability to control and own you. That's not a freedom position. And if you look at the liability that doesn't exist within the manufacturers of these products, you got to say that's the antithesis of liberty, too, because if you really believe in liberty, you believe in responsibility equally, not to a lesser extent, right? We would say we no exceptions for liberty, no exceptions for responsibility.
Oh, I agree. And then that gets into a whole other social and political nuances. I've heard the argument, well, for the educated people and those that are healthy, they could get away with not vaccinating. But, you know, the poor people, the less than. And I'm like, wow, is that like the most discriminatory, so un-libertarianism thought processes?
Yeah.
And so I'm going to go be healthy. I'm going to eat organic, but on Tuesdays, I'm going to go and eat Popeye's chicken or KFC, which just got busted by having the worst chicken, highest antibiotics in it. So I'm just going to go just on Thursdays. But I'm organic. I'm healthy. I'm taking total responsibility for my life. This is so absurd, and this is what irritates me the most about our society. They buy into these little quips, are they called? They're little lies,
right.
And then the lie becomes the reality. Conjuring up absurdities into reality.
Conjuring absurdities into reality, right? You know what? I can eat the KFC with antibiotics because I got their sunscreen that smells like chicken. So I'm okay. I can get by with that. But you're right. Everybody looks for the exceptions to the rule. And, you know, when I was taught by my homeopath mentor, who you knew, brilliant guy, of course, and other things, but he always said that when you find an exception to the rule, it's really not an exception. It's a deeper level of understanding of the rule, because it wouldn't be a principle that it stands the test of time if you could suddenly find an exception that said, no, it doesn't work now, right? Then it wasn't really a principle to begin with.
And I love the I forget who the author was, but he says, maybe it was Mark Twain, he says, if it takes more than a couple words to explain it, if it takes paragraphs upon paragraphs and legislation after legislation after legislation to support it and try and convince you that it's true, it's probably not true.
All right. On that, let's take another break. We'll talk more liberty with Doc Harmony here at the American Naturopathic Medical Association's annual convention, 35th annual convention. I'll be keynoting their luncheon tomorrow. I'm stoked to be here. Can I say that? I just did.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora's 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, oh, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs.
We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Having a great time with my friend Doc Harmony from Harmony Cone, ear candles, and so much more. And I took a big dose of CBD. I was telling you, you know, I'm pretty laid back. You've known me for years. But traveling cross country, not sleeping well in a hotel, there's a lot of EM fields, and I'm pretty sensitive. Not hypersensitive, but sensitive. Like, I turn off the router at night. You know, we're out in a little bit more rural area than some. But here, you just don't get a break, and I feel like that. So I'm a little on edge, and I'm, like, noticing I'm clenching my jaw, and I'm like, what is going on here? I'm loving being here. There's nothing like that, but I'm thinking, it's just you're out of your element, out of your environment. And, you know, I just got to flow on the vitamin L. So thank you for being here, Doc Harmony. It's so good to have you on the show as well.
Well, no, and, you know, what a blessing, CBD, and what a perfect conversation to lead into after our last segment. Think about it. CBD was terrible. Marijuana was evil. It was just the scourge of our society. And now, oops, oh, by the way, it happens to help with anxiety. You could replace your Prozac with it. You could, you know, nerve damage, cancer. What is it not doing for us? Here's this wonderful plant that has been vilified for, 100 years? I don't even know. A ridiculous amount of time.
Yeah.
And now we're there. Once again, why do people keep drinking the government's Kool-Aid? Why do they keep trusting them?
We don't trust ourselves anymore, I guess, and we've been in our generation and our parents' generation, that concept of self-rule, limited self-government to the point of, you know what, I'm going to run everything about my life. And in those areas where the Constitution said we kind of contracted, somebody argued with that, but certain things that the government could do, not to violate our rights, but to protect our rights. And that was so lost in the 20th century, and now in the 21st, we're still struggling, as we talk about libertarian presidential candidates don't even understand liberty in reality. And keeping it simple, that was a beautiful thing you said. I always like to keep it simple and practical. We're here at a naturopathic conference, and there are some complicated and complex things that are being communicated and some Star Trek-y kind of technologies, and I'm not opposed to that. Don't get me wrong. There's some legitimacy to these things. But sometimes also, I'm a kind of, let's get back to the basics kind of guy. And I'm going to go, you know, if you need selenium, let's give you some selenium. And almost everybody does. In fact, on the Zika story, we have a scientific reference saying that the selenium deficiency may manifest as a birth defect like microcephaly. Then they blame it on the virus. Well, if you just put the selenium back in, there's no issue. It doesn't matter the virus. This is so cool. So basics, right? But they want to complicate it because if it's a virus, then they can throw, vaccines at you. It's a mystery. It's not a Democrat. It's not a Republican. It's not even a libertarian virus. You all have to get behind this. We have to vaccinate everybody. Here's an example, too, of the simple stuff. I had an interaction with, was this with a nurse? Yeah, an RN. And she was dealing with post-extraction, tooth extraction. And you know my wife has had some problems because of the injury to her nerve. She's hypersensitive. But in this case, she was worried about healing the tissue, the gum tissue itself. And so I talked to her about utilizing the silver. We're here with our friends at Argentin 23. And I said, you know, this is something I would do because of what silver does. It's like, okay, I study the properties. It's not a mystery to me. It downregulates tissue inflammation. It upregulates regeneration of tissue. Put the silver in there to watch the healing occur. We've seen it on wounds, burns, cuts, scrapes. Why not in your mouth after a surgical extraction? And she was concerned because her dentist said, well, it might be irritating to you. I'm like, irritating? It's healing to you. So I talked to her, and she just sent me an email a few hours ago. She says, hi, Robert. The gum tissue has remodeled and healed well as of last week. Thank you for your information and perspective. And she was really loving on Argentin 23. It's like, it's basic, but if our experts are not trained in it, and if they tell you misinformation, I'm not saying that they mean to, not all the time, but most of these doctors, they might be good at something, but when they're not good at something, most of them won't say it, and they'll just say, well, don't do it because I don't know anything about it, or I don't even want you to know about it, I know it's bad. And that again is also giving up our health sovereignty to an expert.
Absolutely, but you touched on this. Once again, it is our personal sovereignty. And the irony is that especially with our millennials, they're so angry and frustrated and upset. And they need to start having a new conversation. They need to start depending upon other people telling them how to eat, how to look, how to dress, what to do, and start going inside and taking that personal responsibility and restoring their personal sovereignty. I mean, clearly, the simple stuff doesn't hurt. Because if the simple stuff hurt, we wouldn't be here.
No, it's right. The thing is, they discovered Zika, supposedly, in 1947. How long has it been around? Probably forever. I mean, man, oh, we just found it, like it just appeared. And it was doing nothing up until 2 years ago, and suddenly, okay, you discovered it in 47. Let's be honest, it's probably always been here. And now you're telling me in 2015 and 2016 it's causing birth defects everywhere? Does anybody think, wait a second, that's a weird story. That's just a story that just doesn't compute. So where is that?
Where's the truthful conversation? How is our society with all this new techie, all the vaccines, all the new drugs, all the new virus? Come on, people. It's evolving. This stuff is evolving out of supporting and participating in their conversation. It's time to have a real conversation. It's time to create the possibility that we've always had, that we can be healthy, we can be sovereign, if we take responsibility for who we are.
So the millennials, they struggle with this, don't they? They don't have good mentors, good leaders that have guided them to this. They're frustrated. They recognize that there's BS being told to them. They have decent BS detectors, but at the same time, they still rely on the experts like so many, the medical ones in particular, that get them into trouble. This is why I see their guts are being ripped out by gastroenterologists and colorectal surgeons after antibiotics and prednisone. That's still happening. But they have a potential to get beyond it. They really do, more so than some previous generations. What has your interaction been in that way with them?
Well, I agree. I think that they're really smart. These kids are smart, yeah. And they're on fire. But with their dependency upon the medical establishment, upon the fast food, you know, for nutrition, I think that is what is keeping them from fulfilling their destiny, their from blossoming, from growing. And so the millennials that I've been working with has just been to empower them to go back to basics. You know, remember, they don't even have a memory of the good old days, do they? There's the problem. We talk about the good old days, and they're like, when? When has there been good old days? And so I think that it's up to us to, it is a new conversation for them. It is a time to introduce them to a new thought, because they haven't even been able to witness, you know, what it means to go outside and have fresh air. They haven't even been able to go out and witness what it is to put a seed into the land and grow it. That's not a part of who they are. We have an obligation. There's our responsibility to the millennials to share with them the possibility of what could really happen.
For sure. And I talk about mentorship. If they've never met somebody who knows how to take care of their own health, for instance, their own parents, right? They were raised in the medical church, so to speak, just as I was for my young life. And we look at many of the millennials also that really went gung-ho for Bernie Sanders, right? Bernie seemed like a sincere guy in terms of his belief. Of course, when the chips were down, Hillary probably, I guess, said, you know what, you want your family to live, you better endorse me, right? I don't know. But the point is, it wasn't about principle for him as much as people thought it was initially. But why have the millennials gravitated toward a message like Bernie Sanders, which is collectivism and socialism as opposed to independence and sovereignty? Because there are no good models for it at all. At all. It's like you have to dig into the history books, because it's not being taught, even at the university level, in reality. So where do they have anything to model off of? They've been told that freedom is what was dangerous. Freedom is what corrupted everything. And that's why medicine is so expensive, for instance. And it's a lie. It's a lie. The more the government got involved in medicine in the 20th century, based on the Flexner Report of 1910, which is also in Unlock the Power to Heal. Read it, millennials. You begin to realize that this was an orchestrated campaign to remove you from reality so that you could be easily malleable for their, how would we say, their agenda. What might that be?
Well, it's really not a mystery, but I think that you bring up a good point. When the millennials start realizing that the government is all about separation, division, hatred, I think that they're going to jump on board and they're going to start looking at different options, you know, starting to read Unlock the Power to Heal. But here's an idea. Here's a concept. You want to know what life is really about? You want to know how Mother Earth really works? Go work with an organic farmer for the summer. Go work and get your hands dirty and go and play in the dirt. Go and experience what happens. See calves being born. See sheep being sheared. Wow, this would change their reality. This would change their perspective. And that is the answer. How do we change the millennials' perspective so that they're inspired and motivated to read Unlock the Power to Heal, that they're inspired and motivated to say, I want to try something new. Let me go and work on that organic farm.
Take those kids out of school. And that's right, California, right, with the SB 277, where they're mandating vaccines with no exemption unless you can find a doctor to give you a medical one. Take them out of school. Even private school they're not allowed to go to anymore. Only homeschool, which I would highly recommend if you can do it. But take them out of school. Send them, as you said, to a farm. Start your own farm. Grow your own garden. Take them to South America, wherever they can get on a farm, and live and realize what it's like to live from the land, off the land. And then when the inevitable, let's say, economic crisis, energy crisis happens, like those in Cuba, interestingly enough, under communism, but mostly because of the embargo that stopped them from interacting economically, if there's a major crisis and the internet goes down, they're going to be laughing at everybody else going into a panic. They're going to go, what's the big deal? We never had that. Now, that's not me advocating communism. It's just an acknowledgement that if you've lived off the land, you have an ability to survive, whereas if you've lived off the internet only, millennials, you're dead in 24 to 48 hours in a real zombie apocalypse. Is that too harsh?
Well, no, and the zombie apocalypse, I'm just scared of what the zombies are really going to be. You know, the powers that be and the government and the medical establishment, the educational establishment, everybody knows that the United States education is a joke. Now it's an embarrassment. You know, our culture is not supporting free thinkers anymore.
Yeah.
It's not supporting the millennials to think outside the box. Thinking outside the box is what enabled us to be the greatest nation in the whole entire world and all of history. And we set a really fine example. Work hard. Be one with nature. You know, the whole balance, mind, body, spirit, the whole aspect of organic farming.
Yeah.
We're bringing this to the forefront. And we need that message to be continued.
We're going to continue it after this break as we wrap up the show today from the ANMA, ANMA.org. It's linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We'll be here through the weekend, and I hope you'll join us. Right back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley and Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Scott Bell,
Scott Bell Show.
All right, so after the show tonight, are we going to go out to the organic non-GMO restaurant for Mexican food?
Absolutely, yes.
What about Kevin? Do you think he's not a big fan, your husband, organic raising guy, he's not a big fan of Mexican food, I hear.
He likes it, but if it's organic and GMO, he's on it.
He's on it and GMO-free?
Yep. Yep.
And the fact that it's in a strip club?
That does help.
It helps even more.
I'm sure.
No, folks, don't get your whatever's in a whatever. It's actually in the same building but separate from it. I was there yesterday. I didn't see any naked ladies. I promise. They weren't there. But then I did see last night the Prince tribute, Purple Rain.
Wow.
It was awesome. I have to say. Wow. I mean, obviously no one can be Prince, but this guy really did it, and they had Morris Day and the Time. Like, they
love
did the whole
thing.
It was fun, you know. We were dancing, and you know, I was up late. I went to bed at 11:30. Can you imagine? It was almost midnight.
Oh my gosh!
Except it was West Coast, and my East Coast time frame was like probably 2:30 in the morning.
Exactly.
So we got some of that coming up after the break, and also the keynote tomorrow, the luncheon here at the ANMA. I'm going to be speaking about some of these concepts of liberty for these people here.
Well, I think that is the key to our millennials. I think so many of them are without hope, and the best thing that we can do is give them hope. Mm-hmm. Let's give them topics that they can talk about that's important to them. What's important to them? CBD.
Yep.
You know, the right to be able to use marijuana. I'd much rather them come home after working at a job they probably don't like, mm-hmm. and, you know, have some nice grade of marijuana that they can trust, mm-hmm. and be able to use that to take the edge off at the end of the day, and maybe get the brain
of our generation thinking. It was like the men come home, drink the 12-pack of beer, and beat the wife.
Exactly. It's or like, the and the wife's violent. On, what, Xanax, Prozac, right. Yeah. And she's out of her mind. She doesn't even know she's being whooped up on.
Right. This plant, folks, whether you agree with its use, what we call it, recreationally or not, if you believe in liberty, you got to back off on it and recognize that this is a plant of creation. It is doing so much more good than harm. And even in the cases where I thought it could be harmful, apparently it's not. But, of course, we want, you know, reliable sources for folks to get the cleanest form possible. Now, a follow-up story real quick. Doc, you were not with me when I was talking about this UFC's Nate Diaz. He got his butt whooped in the UFC, but good guy, and he was vaping CBD after the event. Not THC, CBD, because it is neuroregenerative. Think about brain injury in that kind of contact sport. You're thinking the UFC should be going, yeah, Nate Diaz, we want all of our UFC fighters on that after the match to protect their brains. But now they're saying he's risking suspension for using CBD. I mean, this is ridiculous. Just ridiculous that these large sports, and this is a kind of a millennial sports organization too. It's like, you think they would be with it, and it's like, we still got a long way to go to get beyond this.
But that's the perfect example. You would think that they would be interested in the best interest of their players, of their sportsmen. But apparently they must have some other agenda. I'm not even going to presume or put out there what I think it is. But
I will.
If they're not even going to acknowledge that they want the best and the well-being of
right.
their own people they're investing in, oh, come on.
Yeah, it's a pharmaceutical agenda, folks. When they get that big, when they become hundreds of millions to billions of dollars, then Big Pharma wants in. And if you start using cannabis instead of their drugs, it's bad for business. And they have a lot of money to throw even at those organizations, the medical professionals that are involved in it, conflicts of interest galore all the way up and down the scale. So this is a very important consideration even at the UFC. So, folks, if you know anybody from the UFC or any of those organizations, start pushing back on them, because if you want to protect your favorite athlete or your kid that is participating in some of these sports that can be violent, including football, including soccer, where brain injury is unfortunately all too common, we have a substance, and it can prevent these serious things from happening and reverse them. So that's what we want you to know here. So anything else coming up this week? It's so good to see you, Dr. Harmy. So good that we get to hang out together.
No, it's just awesome being out here and being in an environment where there's, once again, different thoughts, new concepts, new technology, mm-hmm. new science, or the discovering of science. And so that's what makes these kinds of conferences so valuable, mm-hmm. is being able to come together and create new possibilities, create new solutions yeah. to old problems.
Getting out there to do it. Next up, Cancer Prevention Convention, September 11th, Ann Arbor, Michigan. I'll be there with Ty Bollinger. Homeoprophylaxis, and that's in St. Pete, October 7th through 9th. The Truth About Cancer, Ultimate Live Symposium with Ty Bollinger, Mike Adams, and more. I'll be there as well, October 14th through 16th. Then we got the Hearth Light event, a big fundraiser for cancer. Real good information like mm-hmm. we're going to present, including Ty Bollinger, October 28th, 29th, and 30th. That's in Gainesville, Georgia. We'll be back up near my own stomping ground. So for now, we're going to take a break and be back Sunday here live from ANMA in Las Vegas. Thanks for being here. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.